I'm addicted to a PBS program called Antiques Roadshow. People bring antiques to appraisers, tell the appraisers how they acquired the items, and the appraisers tell them how much they're worth. But as a lawyer, Antiques Roadshow is hard to watch sometimes, and not because someone else found an original copy of the Constitution hidden in an attic. No, it's because the Antiques Roadshow transcript often reads like a property law exam. Sometimes a person who proudly offers an antique for appraisal doesn't really own the antique at all. But only someone who's familiar with property law would know that. And it all comes down to principles law students learn in their first-year property course. I revisited first-year property law with Professor Steve Gensler, who teaches at the University of Illinois. Here's his take on some real-life cases from the show. A woman brought in an item, as I recall, a tiny statue, she'd found in what she called an abandoned house, one she didn't own, one left in a state of disrepair. She entered the house, apparently without permission, found the trinket tucked away on a window ledge, carried it out of the house, and brought it to the appraiser, who gave her the good news that it was worth several hundred dollars. The first part of the analysis is surprising. Even though the woman entered the house without permission and took something she found inside, property law in most states really doesn't concern itself about how she came to possess the item. The good news for her, she does have the right to possess the trinket, to keep it, unless the true owner comes along, that is, and wants it back. More about that in a minute. The bad news for her, she could face criminal trespassing charges and be hauled off to jail, trinket clutched in her hand. Here's another fact pattern from the show. A woman proudly showed an appraiser an item she found on a beach with the help of a metal detector. I think it was a sort of military ornament that she'd found buried in the sand. Professor Gensler says this reminds him just how wrong the old adage, finders, keepers, losers, weepers, is. Yes, she has a right to possess the property, but she can keep it only if the true owner abandoned it, purposefully tossed it aside and left it for someone else to find. And that's probably not the case here. It's far more likely that it fell off someone's jacket or fell from a ship, that it's lost property, not abandoned property. If it's lost, the finder has the right to hang on to it until the true owner comes along. Some states have taken care of this purgatory-like period in property ownership by passing finder's statutes, laws that allow a finder to report found property to the police and then, by statute, acquire ownership in a certain amount of time. Once that period passes, perhaps 3 years if the item is particularly valuable, the finder can keep it above all others, even the original owner. And the final case from the Antiques Roadshow could be called the mystery of the stolen pin. A woman visited a garage sale and bought a box of treasures. She took it home and found a pin inside. She brought it to the Antiques Roadshow, and an appraiser there found a note inside written by a repentant man who had stolen the pin from an actress, silent screen star Clara Bow, in a fit of envy. The bad news for the Antiques Roadshow guest? You can't get good title from a thief. No, even though the woman on the Antiques Roadshow bought that pin in good faith, Clara Bow's heirs have the right to reclaim it. Clara Bow didn't abandon it or lose it. Someone stole it from her. In fact, the only time you can acquire title to stolen property is when you use it openly and notoriously. Then, once a legislatively enacted statute of limitations expires, the stolen property belongs to you above all others. Open and notorious use, like bringing it to the Antiques Roadshow for all to see, I assume. So now perhaps you'll tune in to see the Antiques Roadshow and see things a bit differently, like I do. Exactly how the person came to possess the antique matters quite a bit, and those owners may not be true owners at all. I'm Amy Guida.